things went very badly in this area, everywhere, but this area. And in Ephesus, there was a group of people that could be salvaged, Paul thought. And so he sent Timothy to salvage them. He mentions that in the first chapter here. I ask you to stay at Ephesus and to command those people there not to teach any other doctrine. When Paul got to be an old man, doctrine was extremely, the most important thing to him. The right understanding of God. Here he speaks so tenderly, my son in the faith, my son Timothy. Here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 12. And he's telling Timothy, giving him some advice about how to live in the midst of a situation that was deteriorating swiftly. Don't let anybody despise how young you are. Timothy was young, and there were a lot of people there older than he. Don't let anybody despise how young you are. Be an example of the believers. In word, in conduct, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Don't neglect the gift that is in you. God, help us. You have a gift inside of you. It can be neglected and become unfruitful. But it can also be exercised and protect you. Don't neglect the gift that's in you, Timothy. Timothy was going to need his gift to function and accomplish what Paul left him there for. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the elders. Meditate on these things, Timothy. Think about these good things from God. Give yourself entirely to them, if you really want to be safe, that your profiting, spiritual profiting, may appear to all. Take heed to yourself, Timothy. Watch what you're doing. Think about what you're saying. Take care of the hearts around you. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. And in doing this, you'll save yourself and you'll also save those that will listen to you. 2 Timothy chapter 1 now. In 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now, Timothy, I noticed years ago reading through 1 and 2 Timothy, he didn't want to stay at Ephesus. He was willing because he trusted Paul's wisdom, his superior knowledge of the things of God. But he wanted to come to Paul. He wanted to be his minister. Paul called him his minister. You remember in Thessalonica when he wrote them, Thessalonians said, I sent Timothy, our minister. That meant he stayed there. Even if Paul was in prison, if he had a personal servant, he could come and go to the grocery store, send messages to somebody. That was Timothy. Timothy was Paul's servant, kind of like Elisha was Elijah's servant. And so he stayed at Ephesus, but he really wanted to be with Paul. And what's very touching about the end of 2 Timothy, right at the end, Paul says, come to me before winter. And bring the parchments. Paul was giving up on Ephesus, telling Timothy to come on. Here in 2 Timothy 1, we'll start in verse 13. Hold on fast, Timothy, to the form of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And that good thing which was committed to you, keep, Timothy. You have something good from God, keep it. Keep it. God has given us for about 3 years now example after example after example of people not keeping the good things God's given to them. They didn't keep it, Earl.